You're listening to SBS News.
Clouding the future of Greece's coalition government, just months before national elections, Defence Minister Panos Kamenos has resigned over the name change of the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia.
I've thanked the Prime Minister for our collaboration, and I explained that because of this issue, our collaboration cannot continue. The independent Greeks are withdrawing from the government.
Last week, Greece ratified a deal made in June, agreeing its northern neighbour, the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, will now be called North Macedonia. In exchange, Greece would lift its objections to the country joining the NATO. The Macedonian Prime Minister Zoran Zaev welcomed the deal.
I would like to send a serious message to the friends in Greece. Our parliament found strength. It wasn't easy, but we came to an agreement with a great hope for the future. I believe that the Greek parliament will find strength to come to agreement too. But far more important are the citizens. Firstly, we make a new friend. Also, Greece makes a new friend, North Macedonia.
The deal could end a dispute which has been going on since the early 1990s. But it is opposed by conservatives like Mr. Kamenos, who say Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras gave away too many concessions. Now the Prime Minister says he has to call a confidence vote.
We will immediately proceed, as is prescribed by the Constitution, for a renewal vote of confidence in my government by the nation's representatives, so that we may move forward with an absolute majority in resolving all the critical issues facing the country and society.
Macedonian Foreign Minister Nikola Dimitriev says he's been assured by his Greek counterpart that Greece's government remains strongly committed to the name change deal.
It is more useful to send a message that it is time the two neighbouring countries, which have many common interests, to make a step towards close strategic partnership and future alliances.
But outside on the Macedonian streets, some residents are less convinced.
Well, I think it will remain the same as it was. There is nothing from it, from the Greeks. I do not believe them.
Others say only time will tell.
Whether Kamenos, with his resignation from the government, will support the agreement, let us give it some time to see what will happen.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel says Greece must continue pushing ahead with reforms.
Like I said, this will have a positive impact on Greece whole, on the future North Macedonia, on the stability of the Western Balkans and the European Union. I am deeply convinced.
Parliamentary elections are due in Greece by October. Mr. Tsipras's ruling coalition has 153 seats in the 300-strong parliament, 145 of them from his leftist Syriza party. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.